One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, December 1st, which I guess means we're now officially into the holiday season. Christmas parties aplenty coming up, including the Mint Records ridiculously early Christmas party, which we'll get into later in the show. But first, in honor of Whistler opening last weekend, these guys playing out this weekend. Current Swell.
He's on a ride, there's no slowing him down. Too young to listen. He lost his brakes about the seventh block. Man, no matter what it takes, there's no way to make him stop. He'll keep on forgiving mistakes that he's living. It's fine, all this plenty of time that he had. It's fine, all this plenty of time that he made him suburbs, he was going too fast. People screaming at the top of their lungs when he passed. Too young to listen, too late to wish. When I finally hit the countryside, he was laughing out loud at the cliff where he died. Found a note in the bottle, was about to really swallow by the sea. It's fine, all this plenty of time that he had. It's fine.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Rollin' by Current Swell to get the show rolling today. Current Swell is playing this weekend in Whistler at the GLC Garibaldi Lift Co. along with the Cave Singers. Whistler opened last weekend. It's December 1st into that official holiday season. We thought it was a great way to kick off what's going to be a jam-packed show. Lots happening. The brand new issue is out. The brand new issue is literally just got into our hands here at CITR less than 5 minutes ago. I'm waving it around, smelling that fresh magazine smell. Matt Muse is here.
Howdy.
And our editor in C, Britt B, is in the house.
Hello.
Let's get your mic up there. Oh, there you go. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is pretty exciting. An hour ago, we were chatting saying, what's with the new issue? And you're like, oh, I don't know if it's going to make it in time. And in the nick of time, here it
is. In the nick of time. 3 minutes before we went on air, wow. I would say. And it's still wet from the print. It smells beautiful. Chemicals, we're probably not supposed to be smelling it, but it's great.
It's kind of like gasoline, though. You want to go for a little whiff, right?
It's true. It's true.
And it's even got a bit of a hint of a Christmassy kind of feel with the green and red tones as well.
That was actually very unintentional. I don't think you'll see many hints at Christmas in this issue. We sort of deliberately, I mean, you get Christmas everywhere. Why do you want it in your Discorder too, right?
Oh, I'm sorry I mentioned that about the colors then.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I took it so seriously.
No worries. We're going to actually get a little bit of get a bit of music here for the background of our chat, Britt.
Okay.
Because the first feature in the brand new issue on page 9, thank you very much to Jonathan Q for writing this article, is on this event, which is happening this Saturday at the Red Gate, known as the Dystopia Dreaming Experimental Art Electronica and Ritual.
Yes.
Bit of a mouthful.
Yes, and it is also an event that the station is very happily sponsoring, so you may have heard some announcements about it in different radio hours. I'm pretty excited about this event, actually. I have RSVP'd for the ritual. I'm going to go check it out. There's a lot to say about this article and also a lot that remains in the imagination. A lot to say, and all of it seems to be rather confusing. But there's a dress code of post-apocalyptic,
ooh,
which I'm really excited about. What does that mean to you, post-apocalyptic? I don't know what to wear.
Anything after Judgment Day?
Well, you know what I always... It's those waffle knit, like, long-sleeve shirts. That's what everyone's wearing on, like, a post-apocalyptic TV show. You know what I mean? Or, like, you know... kind of brown and kind of dirty. So just like go buy like a waffle knit shirt and like put it under a bus tire as the bus drives by a couple times, you'll be good to go.
Okay, good to know.
As basic and dirty as possible.
Go. But actually the event looks really interesting. It's sort of this idea of like a cathartic release against patriarchy and just sort of more oppressive aspects of society through cyber interface.
Dark themes, but really light and happy and bouncy music, apparently. And
it's true, yeah. And I think that's part of it as well, is that after this ritual, there is this catharsis that ends in a dance party and a celebration of new days.
Nice. And that's what we're hearing in the background right now is a bit of a Miss Cosmic. She's going to be playing at 11 o'clock on Saturday night. Lineup also includes Brontron, Arion, and Little Fiery One. And of course, Rich from Mantra.
Yes.
The show here on CITR.
One of the organizers.
Putting on the event.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're proud to be affiliated with that here at CITR. But so much more is happening in this issue. What are some of the other highlights you'd like to point out for our listeners?
Other highlights, Yusu obviously on the cover is incredible, but Painted Fruit, I'm really excited for. They're a Victoria-based band, formerly known as Painted Fruits, plural, now known as Painted Fruit,
And when did that change happen?
That change happened last week, so thanks guys for giving us the heads up on that one. And then they're actually playing a show in December, on December 19th, with Soft Serve at the Cobalt, I believe. But really exciting band that will be releasing new stuff early next year.
Nice. And sorry, is it Now Fruits or Now Fruit?
Now Fruit.
So they've nixed an S.
Yes, which is why on this issue we had an illustrator who did painted fruits. We had to put a little X through that.
That's actually very clever.
Yeah, that's
very
cute, clever. Right? It looks like a money symbol.
It does. Mm-hmm. So creative.
So creative.
Well done, Ricky. okay, so why don't we play a bit of these? Let's give the frame. Let's give painted fruit, no S, a spin.
Yes.
We're going to play a track called Gender. And anything else you want to share that's about this band, Britt?
They like sauerkraut.
So do I. Yeah. So on my hot dog, especially. Actually, speaking of sauerkraut, we've got a bit of a Germany reference, some German confusion about sauerkraut and bratwurst and whatnot.
Let's we'll talk save about, that for another time.
We'll talk about that later in the show. In the meantime, here is Painted Fruit with Gender, Discord Radio. Thanks for joining us, Britt.
Thank you.
On CITR 101.9.
Referenced as a society where women feel markedly unsafe, then Western civilization as we know it is doomed to fall. Dystopia Dreaming, a one-night experimental cyberfeminist project. Featuring performance artworks by Lindsay Starbird, Natalia Wilhelm, and Miki Aurora. Electronic music featuring DJs Miss Cosmic, Brontron, Ragnath K, and Little Fire One. Bringing you DNB, Lush Textural Electronic, Bass, and more. Lastly, a cyberfeminist ritual. This rite, which will be one part Fluxus-inspired happening, one part cyber shamanism, will be designed to facilitate a collective catharsis for our cultural wound of widespread misogyny. The ritual will be available to those who reserve a place in advance to dystopiadreaming@gmail.com and will begin at 9 p.m. At 10 p.m., doors will be opened to the general public and the DJ sets will begin. Find us on Facebook by searching up Dystopia Dreaming or lock in your advance tickets at dystopiadreaming.eventbrite.com. The dress code is post-apocalyptic.
Listen up. Did you hear? CITR is putting on a full day of content dedicated to students. December 2nd is 24 hours of student power. Clubs, bands, radio, oh my. CITR constantly works to promote underrepresented voices in media. And for one day a year, we dedicate an entire day to focus on students. That means student hosts, clubs, initiatives, artists, and more. Featuring three student bands from 6 to 9 p.m. Melt, Cheap Flavor, and Stefana Fertilla. Listen up this December 2nd at 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Mermaid by Frankie. Frankie is playing a show tomorrow night, a free show no less, with a band called Portraits and another little band that you may have heard of called Bed of Stars, who are $102,000 richer as of 10 days ago when they won the Peak Performance Project. Nashlyn Lloyd of CITR fame is the one who sent us the link to that. Thank you very much, Nash. Good luck with your show tomorrow. Awesome that you guys are putting on a free show with Portraits and Bed of Stars. Congrats to all of you. Should be a great time. As we mentioned off the top, it is now December. Thanks again to Britt Bachman for coming in and talking about the brand new Jan-Sember issue. The issue, this is one of two slashy issues, I guess you could say we have. We have the December-January one, then, of course, there's one in July and August. And with the entry of the holiday season, holiday parties abound. Lots is happening over the next couple of weeks, including one that we're pretty excited about here, which is the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
And it's not that early.
Well, it's not. But what's so funny is when I first read the event title and I looked at the time, for some reason I thought I saw Saturday 8:30 a.m. And I was like, oh.
That would be a ridiculously early Christmas party.
Yes. Exactly. And then I realized, no, it's 8:30 p.m. They mean the 5th is ridiculously early. But you know what? Considering people are putting up Christmas decorations even before Remembrance Day these days, which I'm not a fan of, that is ridiculously early. That is ludicrously, grotesquely early, in my opinion. I feel like December 1st is like the day it's okay to say, you know, get into that holiday spirit. And Mint Records is following suit with that by having a jam-packed early Christmas party with tons of bands, including Faith Healer, Uptights, Rennie Wilson, CITRFM Concept DJs, and a couple other bands. We're going to play about four different bands, all from Mint Records, a bit of a four-pack. I might even break it up with a little break in the middle, but we're going to first play Supermoon and follow that up with Energy Slime. And they do have an interesting connection because Jay Arner of Energy Slime was actually the guy that helped produce this album from Supermoon, Comet Love Joy. So without further ado, let's kick off this four-pack with Supermoon, who are playing on Saturday night as part of the ridiculously early Christmas party at Mint Records. This track is called Grounded on Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Days and nights come round to you.
A little femme fatale synth pop for you there. That is Larissa and Alicia of Fake Tears from the album Night Shifting, which came out earlier this year. And that track was called Second Wind. Fake Tears are playing as part of the Mint Records ridiculously early, although it's not really that early, Christmas party on Saturday at the Astoria with an amazing lineup that includes the two bands you heard prior to them, Energy Slime and Supermoon, both of which Jay Arner has a big influence on. Other bands that are playing include Faith Healer, Rennie Wilson, Uptights, the CITR FM Concept DJs, and a little band from Halifax known as Monomyth. But we've had a bit of confusion today with the band Monomyth. We were looking to find some of their stuff online, and every single link to, by the way, Monomyth, you know, from Halifax, every single link we found through the Facebook page, even from Mint Records, goes to Monomyth, the band that's based in the UK and it is currently touring in Germany. So myself and Matt were like, is it possible they're playing a show in Germany on the 4th, flying back to Vancouver on the 5th, and then going back to Germany for more shows later in the month? Matt?
No, but we got to play the song, so let's play the song.
I just thought we'll play this. I also thought, okay, basically, there's two Monomyths. There's a Monomyth UK, there's a Monomyth Halifax. There's been a bit of a mix-up. We're going to play them both, but you made a little, you made an interesting reference connection to another Vancouver band.
Oh, yeah, there's a legendary Vancouver hardcore band by the name of The Subhumans. Famously, yeah, they're from Vancouver, active in the 80s, around the same time as like DOA and that whole West Coast punk scene. And yeah, there's also, at the same time, there's another band in the UK just called Subhumans. And they're usually, like, if you look around on the internet, they usually are referred as like Subhumans UK. And then The Subhumans is just the Vancouver band. And for your CITR connection, Nardwar's band, The Evaporators, famously for one of their albums, their album is called Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And for the cover of that album, they recreated the cover photo from The Subhumans' famous album, Incorrect Thoughts.
The Subhumans or Subhumans UK?
The Subhumans from Vancouver.
Okay. Now
so yeah, if you like that kind of hardcore stuff, stick around for Mike's show afterwards.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, now we're going to play two from Monomyth. One from Monomyth UK, followed by Monomyth Halifax, the Mint Records band that will be playing on Saturday night. But I'm really digging this track from the UK band. It's called Into the Fog. Monomyth UK on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Work? What? Oh my god, I hate this.
Psychedelic laundromat where eyes like strobe lights blink. Tangerine, tambourines played by a very tall man, with his feet on the ground and his head in the clouds. His half top is so tanned, his half top is so tanned, just like that scene in The Trip where all his senses slip. The world is glimmering, simmering, shimmering. Bells ring from her lips, bells ring from her lips. Laundromat at the laundromat, nothing's what I think. Lizards man the dryers
kicks, and I just can't stand the kicks. The Undertaker is a handsome man, how I love his purple gloves. As he hands me a shovel, says, tonight we learn of love. Tonight we learn of love. Tonight we learn of love. Tonight we learn of love.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Monomyth from Halifax with Psychedelic Laundromat off of Hot Heroes 2, a compilation just released today by Mint Records with all your favorite Mint Records artists on there. Prior to that, we heard Monomyth from the UK, who are not playing on Saturday's show, but nonetheless, come check it out at the Astoria. Gets going at 8:30, an amazing lineup that includes the band you just heard, Monomyth from Halifax, and a whole other whack load of Mint Records bands. It's going to be a great time. The Ridiculously Early Christmas Party this Saturday night. Okay, so we're now in December. We're into official Christmas season. Matt Muse, what Christmas news do you have for us?
Well, yeah, speaking of early Christmas parties, if for whatever reason you don't make it out to the Mint Records party on Saturday, you can come on down to a party that I'm involved in.
How are you involved, Matt?
Oh, well, I play in one of the bands, The Maneuver. Okay. So we were sort of jamming a couple weeks ago, and we had this idea. What if we did a Christmas show and like got some of our friends to come play, and we'd play like some of our own stuff, but a lot of like Christmas songs and sort of put our own spin on them, and we're going to print out some lyric books.
Really?
And we'll also have them on our website so you can look at it on your phone too. And yeah, so we want everyone to come out and sing along and just have a – have a good old time. It'll be at Seven Dining Lounge, which is on Broadway, a couple blocks west of Main. And so there'll be us, The Maneuver, but there will also be a band called Space Chimp. They'll be doing a couple tunes. And then, of course, opening for all of us will be Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck, who are awesome. They've been on the show. Sarah was on the show a bunch of weeks ago. And yeah, she'll be playing. She has a couple original Christmas tunes that she's going to play as well. She's got one called "A Very Minimum Wage Christmas."
I like
and,
it.
Yeah. So no, it'll be a good time. It'll be a bit more low key than the Mint Records party. A bit more audience participation.
That's nice, though. That's what you want. You want a bit of interaction at Christmas time. You know?
Yeah. So yeah, that's where I'll be on Saturday. And come check us out.
And do you guys have one particular Christmas classic that you're boosting up as like what's going to be your big hit of the night?
We have a couple. One that you might like. Do you know the Australian Christmas tune, Six White Boomers?
I don't, actually.
Oh, well, a man with the Australia background such as yourself would really get into that one.
Okay, noted.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. so yeah, let's play a song by Sarah. I don't know that she'll necessarily play this one, but hey, she might. And also lots of Christmas songs. She'll be on the piano, and people will be kind of cross-pollinating, playing during each other's sets and stuff. So it'll be fun. Anyway, this is Sarah's brand new tune. It's called Cry Baby. Yeah, Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck debut single. Also, the video is really cool. You can check it out on YouTube. Yeah, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Shit.
Been unkind lately, so I'm gonna cry. The truth is I'm made of peaches skin. I'm more than sensitive. I'm out of my mind, and they see it gonna change, cause I'm just too soft. Wear my heart up on my sleeve, and it's hard to watch. And they see it gonna change, get it tough enough. It's a razor blade world, everybody gets cut. The nothing at all. The truth is I don't have calluses, cause I need my weaknesses to find out I'm strong. And they say you're gonna change, cause it's just too much. Yeah, when every little thing hits you like a sucker punch. And they say you're gonna change, got it tough enough. It's a razor blade world, everybody gets.
This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Bring on the playtime. And it sounded very playful there. That is Caracas, the band, making their Discord Radio debut. Caracas has played before with Matt's band, The Maneuver. And I guess he would be the link to the band we played prior to that. Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck. Sarah Goodling and HGBL, as I see the acronym we're now using here, with Crybaby. Both those bands, along with Matt's band Maneuver, playing the Maneuver and Friends Funky Christmas Sing-Along at 7 Dining Lounge this Saturday night. It's going to be a fun, interactive Christmas, hootin', hollerin', good old-fashioned Christmassy time. Okay, so we've got a few minutes left in the show, and before we wrap it up, we want to introduce actually a new member to the Discord Radio team, Mr. Henry Hua. How you doing, Henry?
Good, Wade. How are you doing?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're kind of doing double duty for us now. You're both our social media coordinator as well as our shindig reporter.
Yeah, it's busy, but I'm having a good time here.
Nice. And speaking of social media, for those that are listening right now online at CITR.ca or even listening on the radio at 101.9 FM, you, of course, can go on our Facebook page and like us. Go to Twitter, Discord Radio, follow us, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Instagram, Discord Radio. You'll find all of our social media avenues, which Henry is now doing a masterful job of managing. Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's the social media angle. What is happening tonight at Shindig?
Yeah, so tonight we got Night 7 of Shindig, the Battle of the Bands. It's happening at Pat's Pub on East Hastings. Last week, Walgreen took home the prize, which takes them to the semifinals. This week, we got three new bands, and we're going to play a few of their songs right now. Up first, we got Cloudhood. They're from Vancouver. We got a sample from their song Damage from their album Comforts. The band includes Condor Moher, Miles Black, and Stefan Toshev. Pretty good sound, right?
Yeah, there you go. Cloudhood, one of three bands playing tonight at the Shindig Night number 7. Now, band number 2 is no stranger to CITR. We saw them at our fundraiser a couple of weeks ago. They played the CITR Live at Lunch back in September, but I'll let you tell us a bit more about this band.
Yeah, the next band we have is Late Spring. Yeah, like you said, they were at their fundraiser. They played a great set, and here we have a sample of their song Harmony Corinne. And lastly, the third band is Region. We got another trio from Vancouver, Matt Watley, Colton Little, and Dylan Hosack. Here's Gazing from their self-titled album. It's Battle of the Vancouverites, pretty much, and we wish them all the best tonight. Shindig at Pat's Pub.
Discorder Radio, CITR 1019, Regen. At least we think that's how it's pronounced. Re/Gen. They are one of three bands playing tonight at Pat's Pub as part of Shindig Night 7. The other two bands, Late Spring and Cloud 9. All three bands, it got to go into Pat's Pub, Shindig Night number 7. It's also the CITR Alumni Night. So if you're part of the CITR community, come on out for it's going to be a great night of great music and see some of your favorite CITR alumni. By the way, one other quick note about the band Regen. Two of the members, Matt and Colton, are formerly of Zen Mystery Fog, who made it all the way to the semifinals. In fact, I think they came in second place in Shindig 2 years ago. So this is their second kick at the Shindig can. We wish all three bands best of luck tonight. Okay, so the show is just about done. Mike's coming in with Flex Your Head shortly. Matt Muse and Henry Hua, thank you so much, guys, for putting on a great show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to end it off right now for no other reason other than the fact that these guys rock. They're Canadian, and they're playing tomorrow night here in Vancouver. They're from Toronto. They're a Canadian hardcore punk band known as the Cancer Bats, and they're playing tomorrow night at Fortune Sound Club. So we are going to end the show with these guys, Cancer Bats. This track is Hail Destroyer. Until we speak with you in 1 week's time, thanks again for everybody who helped make the show possible. And again, check us out in all our social media means, and we will chat with you next Tuesday at 5 o'clock right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Cancer Bats, Hail Destroyer, Discorder Radio. Let's go.
Your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.